A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Holy Spirit is the very breath of God, the life-giving breath. God in the beginning breathes upon the earth, and the earth gives rise to man. God, in the fullness of time, when his only Son Jesus has risen from the dead and will ascend to the Father, sends the Spirit again so that man may rise above the earth, no longer of the earth, but of heaven. It is the Spirit that enlivens the very life of God within us. It is a pledge and a token of immortality. It is the firm assurance that we are indeed saved by Jesus Christ. Notice that in today's reading, they're still locking the doors. It is only 50 days after the resurrection and a week after the ascension that the fullness of the Spirit will come upon them. But Jesus breathes upon them in this upper room as a pledge and as a foretaste of the Spirit that will come in power with flames of love. For the Holy Spirit is love. Above all things, it is love. Conquering all things, it is love. Enlivening and illuminating and teaching all things, it is love. From the beginning, I will not say to the end, for there is no end. It is of God, after all. It is God's immense desire to be with us, carried out by the incarnation, culminating in temporal times, in the sacrifice of the cross, and then prolonged over the ages by the presence of the Holy Spirit, the one who enlivens the sacraments, the one who enlightens the heart, the one who inspires the words of scriptures, the one who makes us experience in our deepest being the very love of God in a way that even his disciples, who walked and talked with him upon the dusty paths of Palestine so many years ago, could not conceive of. This is the ultimate expression of God's love, that he makes himself available to us, most particularly in the Blessed Sacrament. How all things seem to come back to the Eucharist, don't they? All things seem to center and be focused upon the living presence of God in our midst under the appearances of bread and wine. The great mystery of the Eucharist. Without the Eucharist, there can be no church in its fullest sense. We must pray that all will come to love the action of the Holy Spirit again in humble matter, in wine and in bread. The presence of Jesus, a great gift. My peace I leave you. My peace I give you. It is made material under these humble elements. Nothing flashy, nothing earth-shattering. Yet it is by the pledge of Jesus, an enduring symbol and reality at the same time of him in our midst. The Holy Spirit continues in the hearts of men and women everywhere. It is through the power of the Holy Spirit and only by the power of the Holy Spirit that we can truly realize the great gift that the Eucharist is for you and I. Faith sees what I cannot see. Love hears and responds to love through the power of the Spirit dwelling within us, the same Spirit that renders bread and wine into the living presence of our Lord and Savior. What a great communion this is, that God seeks to make us like himself by making us available to be consumed by him, so that he may consume us. Amen.